We've been talking about the prophet Habakkuk, looking to see if there are some information that we can glean from the prophet Habakkuk as he deals with sin in his world, and whether there may be some answers for us today in our situation. Greetings. Welcome to Answers from Habakkuk. Notice that God's answer to Habakkuk concerning why doesn't God do anything about the sin that had become so prevalent in his world. And God did answer and said, here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send the Chaldeans. And we've learned something about the Chaldeans. They were a very powerful force which came in and wiped out and destroyed the nation of Judah, God's people. The question that comes to mind then, okay, we can understand that there is a place for God at times to chastise his people. There is a place for God to remind us through difficulty that we need to turn away from our sin and turn unto God. But why did God have to send such a fierce people? If you could think of probably the worst way that man would treat fellow man, and then virtually double it. That's what God brought upon the nation, really the leftover nation of Israel, which particularly was at this time the nation of Judah. Why? The point is that this was awful judgment. And the general point is that God is dealing with sin. Now, Habakkuk eventually accepted, okay, Lord, this is the way you want to deal with it, I will listen. Doesn't mean that he understood. And we don't always understand. It's not necessary for us to understand. This is God dealing with his people. And even though there are yet many faithful people in the nation of Judah, and we do know from the historical record that some who were faithful to God lost their lives because God sent the Chaldeans. Others were taken into captivity in Babylon. The lesson to be learned here is that sin is awful. Sin is terrible. Sin deserves the complete and total wrath of God to be carried out. And that's really the lesson that we learn from here. This is not about some favor that God is giving to the Chaldeans, that he's allowing them to do all of these things. The Chaldeans thought they were really great. They boasted in what they were doing. But this is about the righteous response of God to rebellion. Hell will actually be a whole lot worse. It's the picture of God's wrath. Now, keep in mind, again, this is part of God's revelation. So through this prophecy and through God's answer, God is revealing certain things and revealing what is ever moving forward in his plan to the establishment of the new covenant and the coming of Christ. But we also see from that that in the ultimate sense, God's terrible wrath brought upon the people ultimately was an act of grace. You say, wow, how can that be? It was terrible. Well, if God had just sort of, to use a phrase, slapped the wrist of Israel and they would have gone on in their way, they would have eventually continued down the road towards rebellion against God. But in that, God took them into captivity in Babylon and prepare them for eventually bringing them back and bringing in the new covenant, the remnant is saved. A good part of the lesson here is that God does deal with sin, and we need to know his wrath burns hot against sin. We need to know how great sin is, but in that, God remains still a gracious covenant God.